Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's Daily Devotional. It's called, He Said It, But He Didn't Get It. At the end of John chapter 11, the Jewish high priest prophesied about the Messiah and the nation of Israel. He says, "You do not realize that it is better for you that one man die for the people than that the whole nation perish." That's John chapter 11, verse 50. Sadly, Caiaphas, the high priest, didn't understand what he was really saying. In fact, if someone would have explained to him that he had just prophesied that Jesus was the Messiah whose death would cover the sins of the people, Caiaphas probably would have struck out in anger at that person, the way he and the other ruling officials did in Matthew chapter 26 towards Jesus. Caiaphas believed he was justified for plotting to kill Jesus. He believed killing Jesus would be good for the Jews, not to cover their sins and make a way for salvation, but only so the Romans would not see Jesus as a threat. The context of his prophecy is recorded in the passage that I'll read next. It was recorded at a meeting of the Jewish leaders following the news that Jesus had prayed over and spoken over the dead man Lazarus, and that he awoke from the grave. Here's the verses. John chapter 11, verses 47 to 53 says this. "What are we accomplishing?" they asked. "Here's this man performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and then the Romans will come and take away both our temple and our nation." One of them, named Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year, spoke up. "You know nothing at all. You do not realize that it is better for you that one man die for the people than that the whole nation perish." He did not say this on his own, but as high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the Jewish nation, and not only for that nation, but also for the scattered children of God, to bring them together and to make them one. So from that day on, they plotted to take his life. Now, that is a sad story. The high priest spoke truth. He spoke what would be recorded as God's word contained in the word of God. And yet, he did not know what he was saying. Now, if you ever find yourself feeling strongly against someone, if you ever find yourself despising or conspiring against another person, watch out. You may be following the devil's plans and not the Lord's way of love. I'm John Riley, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.